It's Tracy and Noel. They're gonna make you LOL on 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Hello and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noelle Winters Herzog. What's so funny, Noelle?
I'm sitting here and I'm like, I thought of all these things I wanted to tell you. And I'm like, you know what? I'll bring that up on the podcast because that's funny. Don't remember one.
They all went out the window.
They were tonight, too. It's not like I thought of it yesterday.
Come to you. Just write them down as we talk. This is episode 263, 90 Day Fiancé, season 10, episode 19, the Tell All Part 1.
Like, can we just make one tell-all?
Can we make one tell-all?
Right, just one. I don't need to watch him eat salad. That's the thing. If you take away the backstage part, we could have this chop-chop.
No pun intended.
You know what's annoying? So the new season is coming out, I think, March 15th, right? Or, like, around March. Well, in March, but I think it's March 15th. So Michael and Angela, there's, like, all this drama going on between them, but it's not going to be shown.
Yeah.
Because everything's filmed already.
Sure.
Nicole and Mahmoud.
Yeah.
He just got arrested and charged with domestic violence against her.
It's not
going to be on the show because even the tell-all was already filmed. So, like, and Gino and Jasmine are supposedly broken up and it's not going to be shown on there. It's like, so it's like, there's all this stuff we're just not going to see. So it's like, I just feel like I'm going to feel like it's not genuine watching it.
Sure. Now, March 11th is a Monday. So do you think that maybe that's the date?
March 15th is maybe Teen Mom. I don't know.
March 15th is a Friday. So I don't think it's either of those things.
Listen, I also told you my gynecologist appointment was March 15th today. Did I not?
You love that date.
That's my mom's gynecologist day.
Oh, okay. So good. I'm glad that everyone knows that. If you guys are around on March 15th, you could take two turns. If you're in the Midwest, you can go to the gynecologist with Noelle's mom. Or if you're in New York City, you could come and see me two shows at New York Comedy Club, the East Village location, 8 and 10:30.
Okay. Listen, that's great.
Or, actually, I don't know what your plans are, listeners, but if you want to go in the morning, I'm assuming your mom's appointment's a little bit earlier than my shows.
Yeah, probably like 11 a.m.
Right. If you want to go in the morning to Noelle's mom's gynecologist appointment, then you could swing over.
Swing on over. Come on over. Come on over.
But you're going to have to take an aeroplane.
March 17th is the premiere.
That is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, well, guess what? That's the day it's premiering, March 17th.
Well, we'll be full of corned beef and kebabs.
So St. Patrick's Day is Sunday this year.
Wow. That is amazing. What a nice day to boil a piece of meat.
What a good day for meat. A nice salty slab of meat.
With some potatoes.
And cabbage that I'm going to boil until it disintegrates.
I love it. I think this is great.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
90 Day Fiancé, Tell All Part 1.
Okay.
Before we jump into the pool, I just want to remind you guys that Noel has the best podcast ever that saved me on a very long flight.
Oh, I love that.
Because it was the only thing I had on my phone. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Jesus, Allah, Moses, whoever you pray to, I thank them all. Recycled with Noel and Michael. They are covering Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 2.
Yeah, we just finished covering the Posh Fashion Show, guys. So listen.
Good. Mm-hmm. So good. All right, let's jump into the pool now. I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready. What else are you going to do?
Okay, I want to tell you something that I do, and I want to know if you know why I do it, because I don't know why I do it.
Okay.
Why do I call Ashley Tiffany?
Ashley.
I write down Tiffany all the time, and I'm like, who's Tiffany?
Well, okay, I do remember in the beginning, I don't know if she referred to Tiffany. Remember, she was like, oh my God, have you ever seen a black girl named Tiffany? I mean, named Ashley. Did she also reference Tiffany at the time?
I don't know. I think that, no, there's just something wrong with me. Well.
Oh, okay.
Ashley sages the studio. I love this.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, sage I think
it.
It's
sage
like,
it. That's what they should do that before every single tell-all.
Here's the thing. In theory, I love sage. I sage everything.
Yeah.
But she's like, what do you do? It's just so, she's so annoying with this.
Yeah, but this is the one that I like.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the thing is, I like Ashley, but I think she tries too hard sage and
she
the tarot cards.
Hard.
Right.
She tarots and sages a little bit too much.
A little too hard.
Is she sick? She sounds sick.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Okay, I was watching just real quick. Watching the other day, Real Housewives of New York.
Mm-hmm.
An older episode, Bethany Frankel, it's going to be her 50th birthday. She's jewelry shopping. Dorinda comes to meet her. They're going to have champagne. And Dorinda comes in. She's like, oh, I'm all sick. And she's like, oh, you're not feeling good? She's like, yeah, I'm super sick, but I never turn down free champagne. It's like, and Bethany's like, okay. And she hugs her, hello. And it's just like when Sophie's friend is like, Sophie at her wedding was sick and her friend showed up and they hugged. Like, people don't care. We care.
So this is what happened.
Yeah.
If I was Bethany.
Yeah.
I would have ducked out into the pantry, into the butler's pantry.
Right.
And I would have been like, 911.
Well, they were in a jewelry store. And then the jeweler was like, the jewelry girl was like, oh, you're not feeling good? She's like, yeah, I'm sick. I'm all stuffed up.
Oh, I would have been like, actually, the jewelry store just got robbed.
Isn't that crazy?
There's a man with a gun inside. And he said, if you don't leave, he's going to shoot us all.
I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, Tracy would not react the way Bethany did.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't react to a lot of things the way Bethany does. I'll tell you that.
I can't. I mean, you're not wrong about that. Yeah.
Okay. Sophie walks in with dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened? What?
I don't like it either.
Okay, but what is happening? Is this the hair that grows out of her head now?
Whatever it is, it's like broken, so it's like chopped. So I think it's her real hair and extensions.
With extensions?
Yeah.
Okay, and she said the only reason she went blonde is because Rob wanted her blonde. And he, okay, this is what I think. He was like, I never said that, but I think he kind of meant like, yeah, I didn't mean what you did.
Right. I didn't mean the way you wore it.
Right.
She needs to be somewhere in between. I don't know. Her look isn't perfected yet.
Mm, okay. That's
she also got a lot of fillers and it made her face totally round.
That is the understatement of the century.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki comes in. Nikki is a bath poof. I love it.
Okay, I love this dress that Nikki
has. I love everything that Nikki wears. I really do love
because
everything
Nikki
that Nikki
wears head to toe pink at all times. That's
I love Nikki. I've really turned. I am a Nikki fan.
Okay, I don't dislike Nikki. I'm not all Nikki all day, but I'll tell you, I like Jasmine. So I have turned to liking Jasmine a lot. So,
I like Jasmine too.
Yeah, but I'm saying most people, they really don't like Jasmine. I like her so much.
Okay. The only problem is that I know there's something extra wrong with her because she married Gino.
Yes, but like, I don't know. When she talks to everyone else, she's so empathetic.
Yes, she is.
She's so smart.
Yes.
She's just, for someone who English isn't even her first language.
Yeah, but she's an English teacher.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, I just think she's so smart. She's so educated. She's just so nice. She's so empathetic. Like, I like everything about
her. Yeah, I could be friends with her.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't want to be her boyfriend, but I would be friends with her.
Yeah, I would be friends with her.
Yeah, I think she's pretty fun.
I'd be friends with Nikki, too.
I love Nikki.
I wouldn't date Nikki, but I would be friends with Nikki.
Right, both of them.
Yeah, I'd like to hang out with both of them at the same time.
That would be a hoot and a holla. Mm-hmm.
A holler and a hoot.
Okay, so Jasmine and Nikki are online friends. And I got to tell you, not a better match could be made.
No, they're a match made in heaven. As soon as they said it, I'm like, that clicks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, also, Nikki, you know Nikki's mad at Justin because she calls him Igor, his actual name.
Oh, funny. I mean, she was going back and forth. Igor, Justin.
She went to Moldova 2 months ago for his birthday and they made up.
Yeah.
And then he said he's not trans attracted.
Okay. I have mixed feelings. He's 100% wrong. Because you have been with Nikki for so long, I think you would know if you were attracted to Nikki or not. But Nikki was with him for a very long time, and he did not know that Nikki was trans also.
Correct.
So he also, I think it kind of just played with his mind a little bit once he found out. Also, if you look back to the pictures of when Nikki and Justin were together, Nikki, gorgeous. Nikki has done something bad.
Yeah.
And it just kept going. Her nose is disintegrating before my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's what Justin's not attracted to.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes.
This is something that I really like that she said. She's like, everyone thinks Justin's the nicest. And everyone's like, who said that?
Who thinks that? I don't think that.
And it's just so weird because like when you go through a breakup, I feel like that is something that like gets distorted in your mind.
I've been there. I'm like, oh, everyone is obsessed with my
yes.
ex. Right.
And it's like, no. So Ashley sages her very specifically.
Which was nice.
Right. Anal Eye is there with Clayton. And Manuel and Jasmine ask about why Clayton keeps his mom in the closet.
He's so nasty.
Okay. He's so nasty. He's so unlikable. Mm-hmm. He's gross. Mm-hmm. He's off-putting. He's all of those things.
Somebody posted like just like a meme or I don't remember what it was. And he reposted it. And he was like, well, if you actually looked and were more specific about it. And it's like, why are you talking to people like this online? You're disgusting. Okay.
Something crazy happened.
What happened?
Devin and Nick?
Mm-hmm.
They were on this season.
Okay. Somebody in our group posted that. And I'm like, oh shit, that's right. They left after like episode five.
But we just never talked about it.
Like, once they got married, it was over. It was like helicopter.
Okay. So what is her deal?
Okay. Did you notice she had a pump on? A diabetic pump.
Oh, I did
behind her arm, she had one. So I noticed that.
Interesting. Yes. Okay. She's thin and she speaks normally. She has no accent, no Korean accent, no Southern accent.
She looked like a Abraham Lincoln. She looked really good. A lot of people were complaining about her size. And I'm like, I don't think she looks unnaturally thin. I think she looks really good.
I think that she probably, well, this is, didn't she say something about like how that's how like she was saying
that she was very stressed out during filming and she was like eating like shit and drinking a lot, which made her gain a lot of weight while she was filming. And she also was having bad TMJ. There was more to it, obviously, but I don't know, man. I thought she looked really good, but you know my problem. I've never seen eyeliner like this in my life.
Okay. This is...
Mm-hmm. But other than that, she looked great.
Okay. So Nikki comes on set and Igor goes, who's that bird? And it's like, hey.
Yeah. He thinks he's funny.
He thinks he's funny and he's not funny and no one likes you. Thank you.
I was watching him and I'm like, ooh, he's cringy.
Okay. Well, Sophie also has something that is hereditary.
What? The oil slick?
She has something that her mother also has, so it must be hereditary.
What?
Vaseline on top of everywhere, just all over her face.
I put on Aquaphor at night on my lips, and Matt's like, will you ever get it on your lips? Because I wound up giving myself a mustache every night for it, and that's what she looked like.
But her mother looks like that every day, too.
I feel like her mother looks like it's from head to toe, from forehead to chin.
It's clearly hereditary Aquaphor.
I don't know. Do you like her hair dark?
It's not about dark or light. What is it?
Do you like Rob's hair like it is, the ponytail poof?
No.
No, me neither. Hey, you know what? He's good looking, too.
I also don't like his braids.
Me too. I wish his hair was like shorter, I guess. He has that thing Kanye West has.
A clef?
That goiter thing. I don't know. I don't know if it's a goiter. I don't even know why I said that. I feel like a very old lady saying that. He has this weird thing.
He's got
thing
a goiter.
Yeah.
It's a goiter. He can't even sit down. It hurts him when to sit down. He's got to sit on a pillow.
Yeah, he has this. He has a goiter right here like Kanye West has.
Oh my God. Oh well.
I'm like, Tracy would cut that off with her cuticle snippers.
I would. Like, come here, Rob. I'll cut it right off. Okay. Noelle.
Mm-hmm.
Sean throws shade at Sophie.
What does Sean say?
She's like, oh, your hair is different. Quote, what made you change?
I will tell you this. Nikki's hair is toned. Somebody tones Nikki's hair. And like, yes, there's still extensions, but the color is really nice.
Yeah, Nikki at least like does it up.
Nikki tries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she says to Sean, oh, I just wanted it to be more natural. And it's like,
okay.
Nikki walks the runway, shows her dress.
I love it. That dress is dope.
And then Igor's like, she's like a phoenix.
Shut up. Somebody mute this guy.
I was going to say, someone turn off his screen.
Yeah, somebody mute this guy.
All right, so Ashley's going to read cards. I know you love this part.
Tracy, I didn't even write down what cards they were because I'm like, I can't do
this. Well, she said what's done in the dark will come to the light. That's what it meant.
Wow. Everything she said, it was like, oh, your secrets will be spilled. Oh, people will leave unhappy. No kidding.
Yeah, she must be a witch. So Clayton and Anal Eye, they moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma with his mom.
Where is she living exactly?
Okay, but
why
didn't we ask that?
But also, why Tulsa?
I don't know. It must have a really good opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so random.
Devin and Nick. I just forgot about them. That's it.
Yeah, no. Nobody even talks to them.
No one cares.
Yeah.
Citra is 12 weeks pregnant.
Sam goes, I'm a horny freak and Citra's pregnant. Why do we do this? I would murder If that was my husband.
Disgusting. Don't talk like that.
Don't talk like that. I'm pregnant. That's how you announce my pregnancy?
Yeah,
that's
stop.
Crazy.
Rob and Sophie moved to Austin, Texas.
That I knew.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
the next time I'm in Austin, I'm going to find them. Justin said that it's not good to poop in the house. So he does like the idea of an outhouse. And it's like, fine, have an additional toilet outside so you can poop in. Can you also have a bathroom inside?
Have a pooping toilet outside and a peeing toilet inside.
Thank
and I
you.
Will just say I have to pee all the time. You'll never know.
You'll just lie.
I'll just lie.
Okay. So then we talk about Rob's online cheating.
This is lame.
He said he never met any of them. And Justin said it's not cheating. And he said it's like a woman just having a lot of cats. Justin, shut up.
Igor's like, it's just a virtual game.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So she said, they said, how do you know that you could trust him now? And she's, oh, I check everything now. I don't believe in privacy.
Right. So you fully used to never check any of his stuff. Now you guys are married and you check all of his stuff. And you decided to marry someone that you have to check up on.
That sounds fun.
That sounds great. What a dream.
What a fantasy.
What a dream. What a fantasy. It's not my fantasy, Mom.
Not my fantasy, Mom. Do you think that maybe he... The only thing that can make this relationship better is if she gave him an ultimatum to propose to her.
Oh, like on The Single Life. We'll get to that later.
Oh, I love that. All right. So Claire said that he didn't even clean the room before she got there. And he said that her and Sophie are both wrong.
Okay. But you know what? Sophie agrees because he didn't clean that room.
Of course he didn't.
Yeah. What a dick. Okay. My main problem was he had 2 years that he knew she was coming. 2 years you couldn't get another
place. He is an actual man of excuses
because
he said that he wasn't working. She said he wasn't working. And then he's like, I was working. And even when I got fired from one job, I still had one job left.
Right.
And it's like,
sure.
Whatever. So they lived in Mexico together. And apparently her mom paid their rent. And then he goes, what?
Like he didn't know that. Okay.
But Rob, did you go in your pocket and dig money out every month?
Right. So I guess you thought Sophie was paying then.
Okay. With what job?
Same thing.
So he did not know. He just didn't know.
During this tell-all, Claire, she had on her stories, a few rebuttals, and I posted it on our Instagram in our group. So if you guys want to see it,
so that's
go
90
there.
Day Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, and 90 Day Fiance Trash Talk on Facebook. She also calls him Rob the Knob.
Yeah, that's like her thing.
That's funny.
I like it. I don't dislike her.
He's real nasty. He's really nasty.
First of all, she would get more people on her side if she didn't approach it the way she does. She goes about it the wrong way. Why does everyone take his side?
I don't know.
Everyone.
He's so mean.
If I had someone speak to me like that, like I would like spit on them. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've never had anybody. I mean, I have, but I've never. Oh. I know. What am I saying? Of course, I've had people talk to me like this before.
They break for lunch 33 minutes into the tell-all.
Isn't that weird? And it looks like everyone went to a different restaurant. So I want to know what they had.
It looks like everyone got something different
from Olive Garden
in the same container.
Yeah, right. So it's like
I'm wondering
a buffet.
That's what I'm wondering if it was craft services and they gave everyone those takeout containers to get.
That's what I think it is. Devin had the biggest salad ever. And Sophie was eating like rigatoni with marinara.
I know. And then Citra had a sandwich and Nikki had a soup.
I wonder what kind of soup.
There's no way to know. She just had it in the little container in the container.
The shirt before the shirt.
She had a double a double soup. So Rob said that he thinks that Sophie is 100% on her mom's side, never takes his side.
But also, if that were true, she wouldn't have married you.
But
if
also,
that were true,
then why'd you marry him? Why'd you marry her?
Why'd you marry each other? Because I don't think either of you are desperate. I think she's young and dumb. She's 23 years old. You have no business being married that early. Sorry, unpopular opinion, but.
Well, she talks about Rob and her mom with the rest of the cast. And Devin said that you need to defend your spouse. And this is what Jasmine was saying. Jasmine was saying that, like, we're talking about Ashley, right?
Right.
And Jasmine was saying that the process is that you have to financially support someone. Oh, no, we were talking about Sorry, we're talking about Sophie still.
So, right, and Rob is saying that she's not appreciative.
Rob
ever.
wants her to worship him every single day because he provides for her. And Jasmine's like, yeah, but you have to legally. Like, it's not like you knew that.
There's no choice. And she's also like it's not fair to hold that over her head. Like, and it seems like everyone does that on this show.
Of course they do.
I know.
Manuel said that he doesn't really mind the witch stuff.
Yeah, because it's not for bad.
And then we talk about sex magic and penis candles.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I know all about this. Also, I think that this is a little hoodoo leaning, if you will.
Manuel does not talk about his private life. And then as he says that, they show the video. They show.
Okay,
they
but
the
why
footage.
Did they have to do the moaning and everything again?
You love that.
I don't. It makes me very uncomfortable. And Rob is like all about it.
It's funny, but it's.
You know what? It's not. I'm not a prude. It's more like I saw it once.
Yeah. And you got upset the first time. So
yeah,
I saw it once.
Why do it again?
Ashley's mom does not trust Manuel because he left his kids without telling them.
Ooh, okay. I hate that.
Mm-hmm. And Sienna said that he lies and he just. And Ashley goes, no, he didn't lie. He just wasn't honest.
Did you like Sienna's outfit? Her pink power suit? I knew you would like it.
I did. I really like her family. So
I love her family.
He claims that his baby mama doesn't let him talk to the kids, really, basically. That's what he's saying.
Sure.
That they take the phone. Mm-hmm. So his sister, her sister and her mother are crying.
Yeah.
And then we watch the video of her friends confronting him about the money.
Oh, this is just so I just feel like not everything has to be talked about on the show. I feel like it's like Correct. Embarrassing to talk about finances like that.
Yes. So she said that he's still very secretive. Mm-hmm. And her mother makes a really good point. Mother's like, if you needed her to send money to your family, that should have been talked about before you got married.
But Ashley's like, well, I don't have kids. Or before so how would I know to even ask him about this?
Okay. You don't know. That he supports his kids in that
you don't
country?
Know that, right. You don't know that he's the
Do you
provider.
Guys ever talk?
He's also the provider for his four siblings.
Have you ever spoken to this man?
Well, so that's the thing. And then her mom's like kind of don't play that card, Ashley. Just because you don't have kids doesn't mean that you don't know that someone supports their children when they have them.
Hello.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And her mother said that Ashley struggles and he wants more money. So her mother gives the money because he gets so irate when she doesn't have the money.
Oh, and then her mom is like, basically like, I don't want them to have a kid anymore. I don't want grandkids with them.
Right. So she also said that if she brings Ashley coffee, he gets mad because basically that's money that could go to his family, I guess.
Okay. So I thought that that's how he looked at it, but then Jasmine steps in.
Okay.
Jasmine and she makes me feel so much better.
And she makes her mother feel so much better. And then her mother starts crying.
I know. It's like Jasmine was the voice of reason. That's why I like her. Jasmine's like, listen, when you grow up in like for real poverty, not like in a bad neighborhood.
Right.
When you grow up like digging through garbage, when you grow up very differently than most people ever have. Right. You don't have a coffee maker in your house.
Right.
And then you go somewhere where it's like you have a coffee maker in your house and now you're spending the extra money outside. Yeah, of course. It looks like a waste to him. I do understand that.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But also, these are things that should have been discussed.
100%.
It's the way that people go about these things. It's not really what's happening.
Well, they don't communicate.
Well, Jasmine explains the struggle with money. And then Ashley's mom holds Manuel's hand.
I teared up.
It was cute.
I did. I teared up.
She's like, well, I never really thought of it like that. Ashley's mom is very open-minded.
And then she's also like, you know, he's here and you have us. You don't have to do it by yourself anymore. That was so kind are they?
They're very nice.
Oh,
they're
my
very,
God. I'm like tearing up. It really touched me.
Yeah, that was very, very nice. And then everything gets ruined with a listener's question about Sophie being bisexual.
He calls her mom a peach. I thought that was very cute.
And he said, he's like, how could you not like her? She's a peach.
That's so cute. You're a peach, Tracy.
Thanks. I am a peach.
So, yeah. So Sophie, how do you turn off your bisexuality?
Okay. It's called a monogamous relationship.
That's all.
And she answered it perfectly. She's like, you know how like you like guys when you're straight?
Yeah.
And then you get married and then you don't like other guys? Just like that.
I really like the way she answered it.
Yes. So now we get a question from Sophie and David from the UK with their baby. She must have gone into the bathroom, bared down, birthed this child. And he was probably like, wrap up that kid. We are about to be on Zoom.
Tracy, were they AI? Like, what was with them?
Noelle, that baby still had an umbilical cord attached to it. That baby was covered in jelly.
Amniotic fluid. Something bad happened there. And she's just like, we want to know if you eat kids pig. What the fuck?
She's like, because we're going to eat our baby right now. Watch this. And she just took a bite out of the baby's head. There's actually, I don't know if Nick's going to make this a clip, but there's a video.
There is.
If you look, if you go back to the video, she they eat the baby.
Yeah. And it's like, just like guinea pig.
They're like, this is the size of a guinea pig. Maybe that was a guinea pig wrapped in a blanket.
See, now that would make more sense. I like that. Okay. Raw guinea pig, huh?
Well, maybe it was cooked.
With an umbilical cord still on it.
Maybe that was just its guinea pig cord.
That's good. Okay.
Maybe it was a leash. Maybe we got confused.
All right. Maybe we're confused. This couple creeped me out. It's like, what's happening
here? Who chose
them? Who chose them? Why are they the ones that they chose for the video?
Why not us? Because they were probably like, this is insane.
Yeah. They're like, hello, Clayton. Hey.
Okay. Also, it was a stupid question and it was stupid answers.
I don't think that they're sitting around poaching guinea pig. Come on.
Millie in Nebraska asks who they would have a kid with. And it's like, no one's going to answer this question.
Nobody's going to answer it, really.
Right. I love that Nikki wants to have a baby with Jasmine. And Jasmine also reveals her bisexuality.
I know. Who knew? Jasmine's like, I've had girlfriends before.
Well.
And I would L Nikki's
Okay,
name.
Well, Nikki wants a baby with Jasmine, but they also want to get something else together, and that is more butt implants. They both say butt implants.
Okay, right? And I'm like, no, no, no. I know that Nikki has a BBL because of Nikki's hips. I know that Nikki has a BBL.
Maybe she got
I need
hip
to
implants.
Tweet somebody.
That's
I have
what
to
I'm saying. Like,
them.
I really, like, yeah. No shade. What's going on in your butts?
No, I just need to know because it's like, why?
I know.
Why did you choose the implant, too? Tell me about it. Also,
right. Why is it lumpy on the top of Jasmine's implant if it's a smooth implant?
But also, did Jasmine, because you do get like that fat transfer, did she like gain a bunch of weight to do it? Because she's so thin too. I don't know.
Or maybe they both are so thin that they needed implants.
That's what I'm wondering. But then what about the hips? Mm. Hip implants?
Gino, she wanted it bigger and Gino wants it bigger. And I got to tell you,
I know.
That's how you know there's something wrong with Gino too.
Yeah. Gino's like, yeah, I like it big. Yeah.
Okay.
Rob wants to have a baby with Gino. That was the only funny thing Rob has ever said.
Ever in his whole life.
Ever.
Dane gave her some money to get the butt implant. So then who asked her? Someone asked her why she says things about Dane when they fight.
Oh, someone. I didn't write it down. Yeah.
And did you write down what she said?
Well, I mean, I lost my place here. Hold on.
Oh, it's fine. Dane gave her the money for the butt implant.
Right. He sent her $4,000. She spent it on butt implants. Asses forever? Is that what
yeah,
we're talking
about?
Yeah.
Well, no, that wasn't, but also what they said.
Okay, right.
She's like, my dress would be in a bag covered in plastic.
Because her dress in the basement. Mm-hmm. But who said asses forever? Did she say asses forever?
It was either
her or
Nikki.
I thought that was so funny.
Well, she said, they were like, why do you say terrible things to Gino about Dane? And like, why do you threaten him? And like, why do you say things? She goes, I said it because I'm a bitch.
I know. She's like, I'm a bitch. I really need to work on it. I wish that I wouldn't say
it. Yeah, she's like, I said it because I knew that would trigger him. And it's like, yeah, hello.
I mean, listen, obviously she doesn't mean it. We know that she doesn't mean it, but obviously it bothers Gino.
Okay. So then Sean asked if there was less drama with his ex and he cannot answer this question. Sean, like, I mean, is the rest of this thing just to like see if Jasmine is going to do something bad?
Yeah. It's like, let's poke Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. So then they show the lip gloss scene. And I got to tell you, it's a weird reaction from Jasmine, the screaming, but it's also a weird reaction from Gino.
Okay. So do you feel like Gino like flipped out really quickly on her? Like she pulls it out and he was like, I don't fucking know. I don't know whose it is. You're overreacting. You're crazy.
Yes.
Which makes him look way guilty.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then she said it was a fresh gloss. What does that mean?
I think it means it wasn't dried out or it was freshly picked. I don't know.
It was juicy and ripe.
I was like, a fresh gloss? Is it
Did it still have its umbilical cord?
Right.
A fresh gloss.
Yum.
Rob is like, yeah, no, that happened to me. I gave Sophie a different lipstick. That was actually pretty funny too, because if you give her the other lipstick, obviously mm-hmm. you thought it was hers. Obviously you're not like.
Yeah. And Sophie's like, yeah, I thought it was mine. She's a little more easy girl. I think now, I guess she would have much more of a problem with it.
Maybe not though, because it's like, yeah, if he brought it to me, like obviously he's not like hiding anything.
Right. Sure. It's like, he just thinks it's mine.
Right. So now we show video footage of Gino at the bachelor party. Now here's the thing. You know that there's cameras there.
So that's what I thought. I'm like, this isn't recorded on a cell phone. This is like 90-day fiancé.
Camera, yeah. You know how hard it is to film in a strip club like that?
There's nobody else there. It's like they rented out the place. Yes, it was just him and his family. Yeah.
So they get him on stage. They take his belt. Jasmine mm-hmm. is crying and Gino's smiling. Gino's really excited about
this. I think it was Rob. He leans into Sophie. He's like, now look at Jasmine's face. Uh-huh. Look at Gino's face.
Yeah.
Or it was Clayton, one of them.
But
and Gino was like,
that?
He was so excited.
Okay. Now they bring Daisy out. She is in the dressing room.
She is 12 teen, this girl.
She's like, yeah, he was really awkward. And Jasmine is scream crying.
Her veins are bulging.
I know. I noticed that too. Yeah. And she said, you never look at me that way. You never hug me like that. You never compliment me. And it's like, there's such deeper problems in this relationship.
Of course there are. But it's like, I think, yes, yeah, she flips out and that's why he doesn't want to be intimate. Fine. But what kind of validation are you like looking from him?
I know, but also like, you guys don't like each other.
But I think they do. That's the problem.
Oh. So he said that she should stop saying hurtful things to him. She walks away mm-hmm. crying and Nikki's comforting her. And then we find out that Gino's ex-wife was a stripper uh-huh. or ex-girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, mm-hmm. this is your thing. This is his thing.
Oh, no. This is his thing. I'm
That's why he's like,
you.
I want her butt bigger. I want her. Yeah, he likes all of it.
It is basically a fact, which I did not know, which Jasmine was a sex worker and that's how they met.
Ah, okay.
Uh-huh. And that's like, I've read about it more than once, mm-hmm. but now it's kind of like almost like a factual there.
Yeah, but that's his thing.
Yes.
Then.
So it's kind of like, she was like, not like a, I don't know, sugar baby, however it was, it turned into what it is now. And I think that's why she expected a lot more from him. So it's kind of like, mm-hmm. but then it's like, where does this weird, you don't talk to me like that, you don't hug me like that, like, where does that come from? Yeah, that's like, I don't know. It's weird. I wish I knew more.
Well, maybe we'll know more. If you guys know more, you know where to go. Go over to the Facebook group, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk on Facebook mm-hmm. and tell us about it.
Tell us everything. Tell us that you love us.
Tell us about it. Guys, if you want to go to my shows, TracyCarnazzo.com mm-hmm. for my upcoming tour dates. I have a lot of things coming up, so go check it out.
And Tracy's doing all the stuff.
She's doing a lot of stuff, you know, yeah. like things and stuff. Noelle is doing a lot of stuff too. I actually allow her to do her own podcast and
that's just really kind of me. It's so kind of you. People cannot believe that I'm on other podcasts.
I know. I took her out of her crate the other day and I was like, do you want to do anything? You have 1 hour.
Yeah. And then I'm like,
she's like, I want to record. And I was like, okay. I was like, but just
hurry
up.
You only have an hour.
So funny. Noelle's podcast, Recycled with Noelle and Michael, is hilarious and available only on Patreon at patreon.com/trash talk podcast. It's right down there in the show notes, along with, don't forget, because on Patreon, you're going to get So Pumped, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast, and 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life Trash Talk.
I posted the other day, there's over 1,400 episodes.
That's yep. insane. Guys, go yes. over there. It's right down there in the show notes. And also, make sure you're subscribing to us on YouTube. If you're listening mm-hmm. to this audio, make sure you go over to YouTube, subscribe to us, youtube.com/trash talk podcast. Again, right down there in the show notes. And we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Follow us at 90 Day Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And follow me at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com, TracyCarnazzo.com, TracyCarnazzo.com. Bye.
Bye.